Hello.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm returning a request a callback from customer support.
Oh, yes. Hi. Yeah, my name is Elizabeth Torres, and I'm interviewing my account activity in the bank. I see that there is a sum withdrawn from my account, an amount withdrawn from my account that is inaccurate, and I don't even know what this company is about.
Happy to check for any orders here for you. What's your name again and your zip code to search with?
Zip code is 34743. My name is Elizabeth Torres. That's the telephone number
All
I'm
right, Ms.
searching
Torres,
for.
I think I found some matching information. Just to be sure, can you confirm a matching street address, maybe for shipping?
My street address is Santa Lucia Street, 2283 Santa Lucia Street.
Right, thank you.
And that's Houston.
So what I've pulled up here, let me go back to the beginning. Looks like in September there was an online sweepstakes enrollment placed. It looks like a chance to enter and win an ice maker. The sweepstakes enrollment had been paid of $7.95, and that had led into our online discount shopping membership, where we built $56.95. That's the
Let me see
membership
that off.
fee.
Yeah,
I'm
that's the
sorry.
amount that was withdrawn from my account, and I have no knowledge of this.
Yes, ma'am. So that had stemmed from what had been done back on the 1st of September. Let me actually go back to that order.
Yeah, I don't know what it stems from. I've never heard of you all. I've not had any purchases or anything come my way, so
I see that there was $7.95 submitted on that date. After completing an online customer support survey, it would have provided a chance to enter and win an AI Cook Nugget Ice Maker. It's an ice maker.
it's a nice maker. Is there a name of who ordered that?
Yeah, the name used was Elizabeth Torres. I pulled it up with your information.
Oh yeah, no. That is not accurate. I don't know what is going on. I got your information from my bank, because I was disputing it through them, and they said that I'd have to call you all to find out any information. So I'm really not finding out any information other than you giving me the information I provided to you and telling me that this happened in, when did you say, September? May?
No, maybe September, on the 1st of September. That's the entry that
1st of September.
started this enrollment. Now, for the fee that was billed, we've been sending emailed gift vouchers for the amount of $125 to the email provided, which was LILYLABORI at yahoo.com.
Yes,
Is that your email?
yes it is. But
Okay, there had been.
I don't, if you have sent information or $129 worth of coupons, I don't receive that. That goes to my spam because I try to, my email and my business email are joint. They are synced together. So I usually
Okay.
don't get any kind of spam or any kind of, I'm telling you, I have no knowledge of this.
Okay, I understand that, ma'am. There was a phone number entered of 407-401-5307.
Okay.
Is that your phone number?
That is my phone number.
Okay, what I'm going to go ahead and do is submit a cancellation here on the account. I understand that you were working on a dispute on these
No,
charges with
I
your
called the
financial.
bank. No, they look. I've called my bank, and as you know, when you call your bank, you have to, if you have questions about an activity on your account, they will start a claim. But to start a claim, they gave me your information, this telephone number, and told me to call you out to find out if you are going to reverse the amount withdrawn from my account, or what activity or any activity that you guys do for me to try to stop this, or and then otherwise go call them back and see what they come up with. The bank that I go through.
Mm-hmm. All right, allow me a moment to have everything notated on this account.
Okay. No. Mm-mm. I get paid every 2 weeks, and those are cleared every 2 weeks. If there isn't, and my bank is not allowed for insufficient funds. About a machine, some type of machine, ice maker machine.
All right, I appreciate your patience, ma'am. I'm going to provide a cancellation confirmation number, and I've had everything notated as to the reason of your call. I'll be looking for somebody available in our fraud department to assist with your claim.
Okay, and what is that number?
This cancellation confirmation number is C, as in Charlie, 263,
mm-hmm.
194,
okay.
514.
C, as in Charlie, 263, 194, 514.
That's right.
Okay, so can you repeat again what you said was going to happen?
At this time, I'm just gathering your account information ready for the transfer, and I'm seeing who's available to take your call. I'll have you transferred over to our fraud department since that is your claim, and they'll review this order and account information with you, explain their procedure, and they'll be able to assist with the billings we had placed on your account.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can transfer me to their fraud department or billing department. Hi, Papa. How are you? Where is my white boy? Yes. Where's my white boy? Yes. I love you. I love you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. I found a supervisor in our fraud department. I'll go ahead and have your call transfer. Just remain on the line until she answers for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Hey, Papa.